On Thursday morning, the snowpack percent of the median was at 101%, and by Saturday morning, it was at 122%, and so it was a vertical jump on our snowpack graphs when we're measuring the amount of water that's in the snowpack. The snow water equivalent jumped up by a few inches, which is pretty significant.
You know, I remember seeing the snowtell site at Schofield Pass, I believe last Friday, it was reading over 3 feet of snow. What's the difference between, you know, seeing that over 3 feet of snow versus measuring the snow water equivalent?
From a recreational standpoint, we're always measuring feet of snow because we want to get out there on the best powder days. However, from a water resource context, we're looking at snow as a quantity of water. The agricultural community is most concerned about this. The snow water equivalent is also most important to our river ecosystems as well, because that helps us understand how much water we'll have in the river later in the summer.
Was the storm, was it beneficial for folks who will depend on the spring runoff?
Yes, the snowpack has been hovering around average since October and actually dropped below average last week. And so for this most recent storm to dump so much heavy, wet snow, it really made a big impact. We would want to make sure that we continue to get snow so that we stay above average.
I mean, the snowpack in our mountains is the West's water supply.
Growing up in the Midwest, we had water towers in our towns. And in the Western United States, I don't see many water towers. I see mountains covered in snow. And so our mountains serve as our storage for water for the entire year. And so the folks downstream are really paying attention to how much snow we're getting, because it determines their success in their farming year as well as their recreational pursuits. Anything that needs water downstream, they're paying attention to what's going on up here. And the Roaring Fork watershed actually contributes on average about 10% of the total flow of the Colorado River. And so for the Roaring Fork watershed to have a good snow year is going to be very impactful to the rest of the entire Colorado River Basin. And as many people know, California and southern Arizona are experiencing tremendous drought right now. And so they are counting on that Colorado River snowpack to come downstream and help them out as the seasons progress. And so they will be looking for this snowpack come summertime.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you, Marcy.